Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We're broadcasting live from the Atlanta United training facility. No training today, as it's not great weather for that. Don't need to get anybody hurt.
Somebody was training at this other field over here, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw when I was pulling up. I think it might have been the younger kids that they were out there training, because it was actually people like standing above. But that, you know where that sidewalk is? If you look down, we're up there with umbrellas looking at them train.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Yeah, all right. So some of the youth academy, or something like that. When I got here, a lot of the kids kind of in that area downstairs, but I think they have class.
Yeah.
They're kind of getting ready and doing class and stuff. And the team was in the weight room.
Yes.
They were doing weights
now,
in the weight room.
This is a part of the expansion, right? I would think, right?
Over there.
Yeah.
Over
as far as expanding the weight room.
Probably
and
the weight room
like
a little bit, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's all beautiful already.
Awesome. It's a beautiful place.
And then they're going to build it out even more a little bit south of where we are right now. It's, again, world-class facility. When we talked to Dax McCarty a couple weeks ago when we were up here, he said, yeah, that's the biggest difference for him between when he got into MLS and now. It's like, they didn't have stuff like this.
I'm pretty sure they were probably
have stuff like this.
Yeah, I know they were some ragging in his back probably back then, man.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we know this. Mr. Blank ain't doing that half-ass. So, yeah, this thing is going to be extra nice. And we were just talking as the what do we call it, soap opera, like the Jets. As the Jets turn.
Yeah, sure.
As the Jets turn. And GM Joe Douglas fired.
Now
they're saying, you know, because his contract was up after the gym. They didn't want to wait. They've been mad at
the old and the restless.
There it is. There it is right there. The old and the restless. And if you're telling me your contract was up after, they just want you to leave. Like, you got to get the hell out of the building. We don't. You know that one of our favorite gifts is when Jamal Adams was trying to get back into the Jets facility. That's what happened. That's what happened to Joe Douglas.
Yeah.
Like, nah, we don't want you around
showed
us.
Up in the key card, just didn't work anymore.
We don't want you around us.
Yeah, look, I don't know what benefit firing the general manager at this point of the season does other than pound of flesh.
Yeah.
Just sort of.
That's exactly what it is.
Everyone's mad, so appease them. It doesn't fix anything. You know, you're not going to be better because of it. I guess maybe you can get out in front of hiring a new general manager, I suppose.
Phil Savage is going to be the interim GM.
Who is that?
Phil worked for the Browns for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Then he was the Senior Bowl guy. That's how I met Phil, through the Senior Bowl and everything like that.
Oh, cool.
But no, Phil's
a
good man, great. Good brother. But, yeah, he's going to be the interim guy. So what is he going to be doing? I don't know, as far as, like, trading. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, who knows? Their owner might be the ambassador to the UK.
Again.
In, like, a month.
But my thing is, like, is he going to trust? Because that's what the reason why they said the whole Salah thing happened, because he had trusted his people.
Right.
They hired Salah. He didn't want Salah, all everything. So, yeah.
So maybe he turns down.
Maybe he turns it down. I don't know. Because that's his baby.
Right.
That's you know, football team. You know, it's in New York City.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's already been the ambassador to UK.
Hell yeah!
He needs to build a winning football team.
He needs to win a football team because they are the state. Well, I don't want to say the state because Buffalo's in New York. The city of New York City, even though they're both in New Jersey,
stink. That stadium just has bad football.
Yes.
It's awful. It's just bad football.
It's awful, man. Yeah. Does Rutgers play there too?
No. No, they play in another part of New Jersey.
Yeah.
I think they qualified for a bowl game.
No. I was going to say because Rutgers is the best team that probably plays
there.
Yeah,
they're the best team in New Jersey.
Yeah, they're the best team in Jersey right now, man. Yeah.
Who is this? What's in his?
Hofstra?
Hofstra is in New Jersey?
I know where Hofstra
is. I think there's an Ivy League school in the state of New Jersey. I don't know which one it is. Is it Princeton? Princeton. Do they have a good football team? Probably not. Anyway, doesn't matter. We've gone too far off the beaten path here. Yeah, the Princeton Tigers. They're probably pretty good. Rob Valentino, the Atlanta United manager, is going to join us in about 15
minutes. Rob Valentino.
Do you always want to call him Rob Carlos Valentino?
No.
I just want to call him.
I just want to, because you remember Bob Valentino and Lil Wayne. I just want to say that one time. Rob Valentino.
Oh, we should bring him up to say Bobby Valentino.
I don't want to say that last part. You remember the song with him and Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Bobby Valentino, when I get up all. And I don't want to say the rest of it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just use the instrumental.
Yeah.
We could bring him on.
Rob Valentino.
I dare.
Guarantee you won't know what the hell we're talking about.
If we played him on to start the next segment with the most popular Bobby Valentino song, whatever that might be,
okay.
Do you think he would know it?
Not a clue.
He's that kind of that age. Like, he's right around.
Bet he doesn't know.
No, probably not.
Bet he doesn't know.
Probably not. Anyway, shout out to Bobby Valentino's dad, who runs a farm on the south side.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That urban farm that we worked at that one Earth Day. That dude's awesome.
That's right.
He's such a nice guy. All right. Anyway.
That's right. True. About that.
Down in College Park. AMA coming up at 1:40 as well. But before we do anything else, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Rob Valentino.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
It's just the tale of each week. And we're trying to be the cumulative, whole, really good quality team and not be on this emotional roller coaster that's controlled by people in a room somewhere that may not understand football like we do as coaches. We as coaches look at people and say, what can we do better? How do we get better? I respect their decision. I respect their opinion. But, I mean, it's different in our league.
Yeah. You have to. You got to respect
it. I know.
It.
That's the most frustrating part, probably.
Yeah.
Like, God, these people don't know anything about football.
These friggin' idiots.
And they can,
go raise some funds.
They don't technically control our destiny. We control our destiny or whatever path, whatever you want to call it. But they will. I mean, the decision that they make will, I mean, it impacts all 12 teams that make it. But there's five auto bids, right?
Yes.
That means there's seven teams
right.
that have to be picked
yes.
by them to get in.
Right.
Five of those picks will be pretty easy.
I have a question.
But two of them are going to be hard
How
to make.
How often does the turnover this committee go?
It's a good question. I think this is a new group than it's been.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how often they pick a whole new – because it's 13 members,
right?
It's not the same group right now that it was a couple of years ago just because there's like a new spokesperson and stuff like that. So I don't know how often it gets turned over.
And why Grapevine, Texas? Why can't you come to Atlanta?
Or anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Like,
Grapevine, Texas.
Very random place
yeah.
to be. But, yeah, that's where they've decided that they are going to do their thing. Now, we played a Kirby clip earlier. I think it's a pretty good point. Like, it's kind of hard to – you can't go to all the games. If you're going to be judging all the teams that are in the mix for the playoff, it's impossible to go to all of their games.
Right.
But it's also really hard to judge these teams only seeing them on TV. Like, it would be really helpful to go and maybe be on the sideline and maybe see what's going on and maybe see what it looks like when
– I'd say I don't – but that's the thing about it. They can't – like, I don't know what goes on there. I'm assuming, and I would have to assume, that there is a room, a conference hall thing or whatever, and there's TVs every damn
Oh,
where.
Sure, yeah.
There's TVs every damn where. And from noon until whatever, they watch all the games.
I hope they do it more than that, too.
What do you
know?
Mean?
Like, obviously live.
Right.
But I think if I'm going to be on that committee, I'm probably going to go back and watch the Oregon game again.
And rewatch it and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm not just going to do Saturday. You know what I mean? Like, you and me do Saturday.
Right.
But we're not on the committee.
Right.
We could be, probably. We'd probably be just as qualified to be on the committee.
I'm assuming why we wouldn't
if
be.
If not more qualified
yeah,
than
exactly.
some to be on the committee.
Exactly.
But, like, yeah, like, I hope it's not just a marathon on Saturday and that's it. It's like, maybe, you know, the Georgia game was going on while the Oregon game was going
yeah.
on.
Oh,
maybe you need to go back and
yeah.
watch them both separately
yeah.
with a little bit of a different
eye. You think any of them know how to work a cowboy? You don't think so?
No. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. The clicker. The clicker when you watch a film.
See, I'm not qualified to be on the committee either.
It's called a cowboy. My bad. My bad.
I don't know what that is. Probably not. I certainly don't know how to. I haven't seen one of those things.
My bad.
It's like for watching film?
Yeah, you watch a film, the remote that you own your hand,
yeah.
you rewind it and fast forward
huh.
plays.
Did
yeah.
not.
Yeah, we just call it the cowboy.
Did not know that.
Yeah. They might not call that anymore.
They might.
Yeah, they might. That's what we call it.
That's a cool term for it.
Yeah, my bad.
No, it's not bad.
Cowboy clicker.
Now I know.
Yeah.
I learned.
But I think, you know, the thing with Georgia is Georgia wins, they're going to be in. Now, I think, you know, we talked earlier about the whole thing with Lane Kiffin and not wanting to be in your conference championship because if you lose, you're probably going to be out, all those different scenarios. I think that's more or less who that second team is. You know what I mean? Who the loser of the SEC is, mm-hmm. you know, the championship. Who is in that spot? When you lose, as far as like if Ole Miss gets there,
uh-huh.
and Ole Miss loses, I think Ole Miss is out.
Probably,
yeah. But I think if Georgia gets there, Georgia's not going to be out.
You think if Georgia gets in the conference championship
yes.
game and loses the conference championship game,
uh-huh.
I just think it depends on what happens around the country. Like, it's going to be hard to put a three-loss team in over a one-loss.
I agree with that. But who's the one-loss team?
I
don't think they'll put. I think they'll put over Indiana.
One-loss Indiana?
Yep, I do.
But that one-loss Indiana would be, I guess, to Ohio State, right?
right?
And then they wouldn't get to the conference championship yep. game. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
You're probably right.
And that would because you remember last week when I was talking about when the whole notion of the three-loss team came out, I kept thinking, like, well, what team would be that three-loss team?
Yeah.
And so, I mean.
It's either going to be – because it's only an SEC three
yeah,
loss.
Yeah, yes, that's the only one.
There's no three loss team.
Yes, agree.
There's not even going to be a two loss team.
Yes,
that gets
I think Alabama. I think Alabama will get in too.
You do?
I think Georgia Alabama will get in a three loss.
Okay,
I do.
I mean, maybe I don't know. Again, it's hard to say without knowing how it all shakes out
right.
in the Big Ten. because those four teams at the top of the Big Ten, as it stands right now, are in great shape. Problem is, look, if Indiana beats Ohio State, is Ohio State cooked?
No.
That's two losses.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's the only way we were talking about if Indiana loses.
No, I'm saying, though, but if they don't, then Indiana's in great shape.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
If Indiana loses on Saturday, they're out.
Yes.
Like, they're not getting into the college ball playoff.
I agree.
Because they're Indiana.
I agree.
But Ohio State's not Indiana.
Yes.
They're Ohio State.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So if they lose on Saturday, they're not going to the conference championship game. They'll have two losses.
Yes.
I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
They probably get in still.
They're gonna, but that's why. That's when it all boils down to it. If they can find a way, any way to finagle name recognition into these damn games, they're gonna do it.
Who's gonna be the most mad tonight? Like what? Because last week it was Georgia. Like Georgia fell 9, and there was other teams that were kind of mad being on the outside looking in. Georgia's probably gonna be 7 or 8 tonight, I would guess.
Yeah, Tennessee maybe.
Okay.
Tennessee. I think that'd be no one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm pretty sure BYU already knows how what
BYU,
the deal is.
BYU
they know what the deal
that
is.
That kind of is what
they know what the deal is.
I think Ole Miss fans are going to be mad, too, when Georgia's ranked in front of them.
If Georgia is ranked in front of them, I'd be mad, too.
And I think they will be.
Yeah,
I think Georgia will be in front of Ole Miss tonight. I think Ole Miss fans will be mad.
But the thing about it, I need them, as soon as that happens, if that happens, to go cut straight to, like, Lane Kiffin's house.
Yes. And then also explain that to me. Like, somebody explain to me how they haven't played a game since the last time they played. It was against Georgia. They beat them by 18.
Yes.
And now they're
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Rob Valentino's going to join us next. Yeah, just a live Cam on Lane. Well, you don't need one because he's going to tweet about it.
Yes.
He'll put it on Twitter immediately. The Atlanta United manager ahead of their playoff game on Sunday against Orlando City, Rob Valentino, going to join us next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Any chance you have any idea what this is?
No. I told you.
Yeah, you're right.
I told you.
You're right. Bobby Valentino. Bobby Valentino.
I told you.
You didn't go with the popular ones, did
you? I told you.
Smart. You missed me by a couple years.
We gave it a shot. Atlanta United manager Rob Valentino joins us here as we're broadcasting live from the Atlanta United training ground. Rob? How are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. How are you guys?
ManCaveStore.com. Rob, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm good. How are you guys?
You guys beat Miami, which is awesome. Being back means that you guys beat Miami, which is awesome. And when we were up here, you know, we were talking about it, and obviously there was a lot of confidence, and you talked about it being a good matchup. Clearly it was. What was it about the matchup against them that you guys were so able to excel at?
I mean, I thought that when the games get open and very transitional that we could exploit them. It's something that I felt like in the games that we played them before we've done. Also, it's something that they've conceded or they've had chances to go against them and all year long. But ultimately, the big part is stopping them going forward. So, you know, finding that grit and that resilience to bend a little bit but make sure you don't break. And it went our way.
Rob, you guys have played so many games. We talked last time when we were here a couple weeks ago just how many get back through the wall type games you've played over and over, got it done, and it was so many games condensed in such a long period. Now you had this break, and we talked to Jay early, and I know he's still a little young jit. You know, let's go play this following week, but the momentum part of it, how do you try to keep that team as sharp as they were with this break over that historic win that y'all had that day?
Yeah, that's the tough one, and that's one that everyone's been asking, especially we have 7 guys go away for international duty, so you don't have your full squad here, so you're putting all the attention and care and love into the guys that are here. So we set certain objectives with those players that were here. And then at the same time, when those guys start to come back from international duty, we make sure come right back into it, put them right back into our environment and how we can make them feel really good and back into the rhythm of playing games. We met today and went through a gym session really just to get them mentally back into it, get them feeling what that felt like when we finished the game in Miami and even in the home game, making sure they can remember what those feelings are like. So put some different videos on in the training ground so you can see some of the goals we scored this year. I need them to feel that again because you can't manufacture – that momentum. There was a break, but guess what? Everybody's got the same thing. So for us, it's about dealing with it a little bit differently and making sure we can speak positivity into what we're going to be doing.
That's what Jay said. So yeah. Jay must have been hearing your message, because he said everybody's dealing with the same thing, which is exactly right. I do wonder, because we talk to a lot of different coaches and managers and stuff like that, and when big wins happen for teams, a lot of time the focus is, well, that's fine, but the next thing. Do you allow yourself to enjoy what took place, or is it more just a focus on, all right, the next task at hand, and we got to keep looking forward?
Yeah, it's so tricky. I think that my wife would tell you I don't, because I've just been like that. I feel like I hate losing more than I love winning. That's that age-old question, right? Yeah. And it's so true, because the losses stick with you longer than the wins do. I didn't enjoy this one as much as I felt like I should have, and I did in that the small period. In that moment, I was like, yeah, that was fine, but it was something that was great that we accomplished. But for me, I've been telling these guys all along that, well, since we got in the playoffs, like, they don't give participation rings,
right?
So it's about now accomplishing the next goal, and that's Orlando.
Is it something similar to what you're saying, because of the fact that this doesn't surprise you? It didn't surprise you what happened to Miami.
No, it didn't. I mean, I've been saying it to everybody that I've spoken to, that I have a belief that we can achieve great things, and I'll dictate what I think great thing is.
Right.
Sure. Ultimately, everybody wants that trophy, so that's already out there. Everybody knows that that's the end goal that everybody wants, but our success is not dictated on that trophy. Yeah, at the end of this, now in the playoffs, that's what we want, but success has a different definition for me.
How do you go about, because before – previous end, best of three. Now this right here, everything is, hey, it's either win or go home. But you guys seem like, not seem, you have been in that situation previous to the Miami series. Is there a different coaching approach because of the fact that it's win or go home?
No, not really. I mean, I think that's been our approach in every game. Even if I look at game one, I knew that we would have a game two for sure, no matter what the result was. So my coaching doesn't change in that sense. The one thing that might be different is that we know we'll have extra time,
right,
that we knew that we wouldn't have. We knew that things would go to penalty kicks. So now you can look at substitutions and what might have to happen in 120 minutes if you are tied at the end. But I want to finish things in regulation, so my mind will be focused on that and how we can best prepare the team for winning in regulation.
Atlanta United manager Rob Valentino joining us on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy as we broadcast live from the training ground. When Brad Guzan gets pushed into the net, like he did in that moment, like, I was screaming at my
yes.
house. Like, I was ready to fight there. Like, I can't imagine what that moment is like for all you. Like, what's going through your mind when that's happening and trying to maintain composure and all that?
I mean, I was in disbelief, to be honest. Like, I turned and looked and didn't know why he was in the net. I was pissed that they scored. And then I look over and I'm like, why is he in the net? And what happened there? And then how is there no discipline action happening?
Right.
Like, he didn't just end up in the net.
Right.
Our bench is going crazy, and it just was like, I couldn't have. I've never seen anything like it.
You had to, this moment you're playing now, Orlando. We were hot. I think everybody was hot, because it was like,
it was crazy.
It may be because, no, it was because he got pushed in, but it was the guy who did it also. I don't care.
Yeah. And then the reaction.
The other guy.
I
don't like the people.
You know the best revenge?
Yeah.
Scoring that next goal.
Yeah, going home.
Scoring that next goal.
I think I want to ask you about this, Orlando, because you recently just played this team and everything like that. And we understand the going back and forth between their fan bases and things like that. But they got in, they beat Charlotte and everything like that. What did you see on the film for them, or is anything different from when you saw them play against you guys last in this whole Charlotte series or whatever they just finished?
Yeah, they've been very consistent who they've been. They've had a group together for a while now. Their coach has done a fantastic job with them. He usually peaks at the right times. What I will say is that in the playoffs, I think you see teams like, it's a little bit extra awareness defensively. So normally they're very, very attack-minded. Now you see them dropping their lines a little bit, play a little bit more on the defensive transition piece. So you see guys giving a little bit of extra effort there. It will be a tight-knit game, I know that for sure. So those little extra bits, whether it's a transition moment or a set piece, we know that could make the difference in the game.
Do you have a plan game day as far as what you're going to say to the group before they take the field? Is there a veteran that steps up and maybe says something? Is it just sort of organic and it plays out that day? Like, do you have that in your mind already for Sunday?
I feel like I build things through the weeks and days as I prepare the team, and whether it's a mentality piece or it's a tactical piece. We have so many meetings that go throughout the week, and then as you get to that game day, there's a meeting before you leave for the stadium. Then there's the meeting right – you almost have a meeting right before you go out. And that's the messaging. Sometimes I leave it to a player, a veteran player. Sometimes I take it myself. And it changes. Sometimes it's a word that it comes to me, or it's in Miami, I used the man in the arena quote. Mm-hmm. It had been something that had been playing on my mind, and people kind of kept sending it to me, and I was like, it was no coincidence to me that it kept popping up. I couldn't find the way to put it in, and then all of a sudden I was like, no, this is what it means, and I kind of paraphrased it, and I had to put it up there and put it in some highlights because that's a hard quote to remember. So I had it up there, and that was – it's just what more you feel something in the moment, because as the team goes out for the warm-up, I stay in the locker room. And that's usually where – my plan goes to plan B, and then I kind of go from there.
How do you get – because the fact is, like you said, guys coming back from an international break, obviously a lot of the work is done. You got the film work, the weight room, but you want to have them on the grass. Do you feel like you lost anything by not having them on the grass today?
No. I mean, this is – normally we have 4 days training, and then we play the game.
Okay.
So because we play on a Sunday and because the way the schedule went, I was really – I didn't want to give them 3 days off, and – I just don't feel like this is the moment for that kind of time off. So we did 2 days off, then they're in the gym today, and then we'll go into our normal routine of how we build up for the week tomorrow.
Okay.
Did you think the FEA thing would take on the life that it has?
No.
Obviously, we can't say what that is on the radio, but everyone loves it.
Forget them all.
there you go.
I really didn't. Like I said, it's been, like with other things you asked me, it's been something I've kind of held in my pocket, and we've been talking with the staff a lot about it. I showed them the videos of Tom Brady doing it, and I was like, man, this is it. Like, this is where we are. This is kind of how I feel in general. Like, I have that edge on my, that little chip on my shoulder. So I didn't expect it to go that way. But
you know,
even my mom, like after the Miami game, and she's in San Antonio celebrating with my dad and some friends, and I heard her say it, and I was like, oh, this is something a little different. But yeah, it's if someone can get behind something, I'm all for it.
Sure. I mean, winning games will do that.
Hell yeah, it will.
Winning playoff series will do that. Rob, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. Good luck,
thank
coach.
You guys.
Good luck
like
that,
you.
Man. Appreciate you, man.
Good luck. Thank you, guys.
Rob Valentino there, Atlanta United manager, ahead of the playoff match coming up on Sunday against Orlando City. And that's a matchup that we've had fun with over the years, kind of made fun of how it wasn't the rivalry because Orlando couldn't do much against their daddy when Joseph Martinez was here. And then they started getting a little revenge when Joseph Martinez was hurt. Now you're playing in the playoffs, which is going to be a lot of fun. And look, man, like I'm just happy that we're back here. I didn't know whether or not we would be when we were up here before the Miami.
No.
They had to beat Miami twice in order to do this, and they did. He thought we'd be back here.
I mean, that's why I was
– he had no doubt about
that's why I was asking him more or less, like, you're not surprised by this. And, of course, you're not. You have confidence in your team and your ability to motivate your squad and everything like that. And, you know, I do think because what he was talking about as far as the difference between, you know, win and go home or a series or whatever is that – the adjustment that can be made between matches. Like, this is, like, on the fly.
Sure.
I love what he said, but extra time, and you got to find out, you figure out your rotations as far as if this guy's up or this guy's down. But, yeah, the cautious play is the key because you don't have tomorrow.
Yeah. Any mistake.
Yeah, any mistake.
It's magnified.
Yeah.
I just – because he kept telling us, you know, he's not giving away secrets or tactics or whatever, but he kept saying when we'd ask him about the matchup with Miami, he's like, I just really think they're vulnerable in this spot. And that's where they attacked him. And it worked multiple times. They were 3-1-1 against him this year. That's crazy.
I thought you were going to ask him about the job.
I did. Off there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's confidential.
Okay. He said, yeah, right?
Yeah, he
okay,
said, he said actually he's already been told that he has it.
Let's not do that.
No. I'll ask him next time. How about that?
I do anticipate us coming back up here.
Yeah.
I do anticipate
I'd like to keep coming back up here. Every couple, I don't know, when if they win on Sunday, when's the next one after that?
I don't know, man. You must stuck it on 285 today.
No, I wasn't.
Still can't figure out how the hell you exit off Roswell Road.
And I don't just mean because it's a 10-minute commute.
Exactly.
I don't even have to get on the freeway. It's a 10-minute commute for me. I mean because I want Atlanta United to keep winning.
Oh, no doubt about it, dude.
But I do like the commute, though.
But the thing about it is it's the same thing. Whenever you got to come all the way to Flowery. But it's still 35 minutes from my house.
Yeah, that's still far.
Yeah, it's still 35 minutes from my house.
We've never broadcast anywhere as close to your house as this is to my house.
Damn.
There's no Lilburn broadcast, not
Damn,
yet.
Damn, that's true, man.
We'll get one.
Yeah, well.
We'll get one.
Yeah.
We'll get out there. Do a broadcast from your backyard.
That'd I mean, you awesome. Might as well.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, load the phone lines up, 404-726-0929. AMA next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day as the Midday Show with Andy and Randy wraps the show up from the Atlanta United training ground. Thanks again to Rob Valentino for stopping by and chatting with us ahead of their playoff match on Sunday. Jay Fortune as well. That was, yes. It was fun to meet Jay Fortune.
Yeah, man.
Bright future for the young
Can't
man.
Can't wait to see how he continues to progress, man.
Yeah.
He's going to be a star. One,
yeah,
because
so.
Of his play, obviously, but two, he's he got that little it factor about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's got a good mentality.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
doubt about
good
that.
It factor about him.
All right, let's get to the phone. Oh, brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Let's get to the phone lines here and answer some questions to wrap things up. We will start with Derek in Charlotte. Hello, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How you doing? I was dying laughing about the owl comment earlier because as a kid, my family would say the name of the animal and I would just have to yell out the sounds. That's real on-the-clock learning with no flashcards. And I wanted to ask you, have you guys heard about the cruise line in Florida? That they have a plan if you don't want to deal with Trump being elected. You can travel with them for 4 years for $40,000, hit the Cayman Islands, Amazon, a couple other islands. You get all-inclusive meals, Wi-Fi, and medical attention. And would you do it? And my last question for you guys is, I love Jameis Winston. If you could have Jameis speak at one of your events, would you let him speak, and what would be the topic? Thank you.
To your cruise ship answer, hell no. To Jameis, I would love to just see the reaction. If I had, like, a Little League football team.
Yeah.
I would love for Jameis to come talk to my Little League football team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like Lily's got a 4-year-old soccer
Something like
game.
That, yes.
All right, everybody huddle up.
Yes, something like that. I would love
Jameis has a message.
That right there. I would love that part. I would love that part.
That like asking kids what sounds animals make before they know
is
one of the funniest parts of being a parent.
Because
like Lily would just guess. Like she knows all the different animal noises, but sometimes she wouldn't know. So it'd be like, all right, what does a horse make? And she would get it right.
Right.
What's a cow make? Moo. And then be like, all right, a chicken. Then she'd just guess. And she'd be like, ah!
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe a mean chicken.
But like she's like that. My child, Sebastian, is obsessed with fruit.
Really?
Obsessed. Like, we go to a grocery store. You know how many real whole pineapples and dragon fruits and stuff I done bought?
Oh, man. We bought a dragon fruit,
I don't.
Too.
I ain't never heard no damn dragon
fruit. Yes. Something. It was like, get a dragon
He's
fruit.
He's like that.
I cut it up. Nobody ate
He's
it.
Too dragon fruit. Dragon fruit. I'm like, what the hell is that? What is he talking about? So I had to buy dragon fruit. I'm dragon fruit and a damn whole pineapple.
Jack loves dogs so much. Every time he sees a dog, he just starts barking.
Yes.
Like every dog he
obsessed.
Sees.
Obsessed. Woof, woof, woof. Yes. Like, obsessed.
I think he thinks he might be a dog.
Like, dude. All right. Obsessed. Well, he eats the food.
He eats the food. He's got to stop doing that. He's got to stop. He's got that dog in him. What can I say? Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
What's happening? What's up, Miller? Man, listen, man. So my birthday was Friday, right? And I met up with some of my homeboys over the weekend. We went to Dallas, went to the game and stuff. But, Red, I need to give you some tough words, bro, because something happened to me over the weekend, and all the fella was getting on me, bro. I got so homesick. I was on the phone every other hour. What y'all doing? You know, calling the wife, calling my baby. What you doing? It got to the point. She had to call my other homeboy and tell him, look, don't let him call me no more. She kept constantly telling me, you know, don't call me no more and everything. Because I was just homesick. So if y'all ever got home, what's the worst?
Hold on. Real quick, Devin. Yes. How long were you gone?
I left Friday. I'm on the way back now. That's what I'm saying. I got so homesick, I don't even know why. By the time Sunday, I just was like, nah, bro. I'm ready to go home, bro. I don't know why. And they gave me, you know, you know what about it, but I don't know. I got homesick.
Sure
y'all ever got like that?
I got homesick when I first moved to Boston.
Right.
I was away from home for the first time ever. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, this kind of sucks. But then, you know, I was gone for a long time.
Right.
It's across the country. That's too bad you didn't enjoy your birthday weekend.
Yeah. Like, you know, that's your fault right there, Devin. I mean, we understand that your wife runs the house. You've told us plenty of times.
Sure.
And everything like that. And it's unfortunate because if I was one of your boys, I would like, man, what the hell you doing? But then I get to this point about us as men. Why do we act like that? Why do we always, like, say, for instance, one of our partners, we all hanging in the line, and that one partner get a girl, oh, look at you all booed up, instead of just being happy that he got a woman.
But, like, we you are happy saying? For him, but also we're messing with him at the same time.
No. A lot of times you'd be like, yeah, like, damn, dude, he all laid up and stuff, bro. We used to do this together. You know what I mean?
That is true. What's he supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do? Not be with her?
Not get in a loving relationship he can do that with you?
But I ain't going to lie to you, Devin. I would be like that. I don't like being away from my family. I don't like being away from my family. I don't mind if my family is away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, the honest to God truth about me is I get bored when I'm not home. I would rather be bored at home than have a good time being out. Mm. And that's just me personally. Now, we're going to Vegas. I'll be without my family, but I'm leaving my family to come to Vegas.
Right.
And we'll be going to Vegas 3 days. I'm not going to lose my mind for those 3 days.
To me, that's
but if it was a whole week, I'm like, man, we're going home.
Yes. There would be a certain time where I'd be like, all right, that's enough.
Yes.
I need to hug my kids
and
lay next to my wife. But, like, we'll be in Vegas for 2 days.
Yes.
I'm not going to
be missing her. I mean, of course I'll miss her. I always miss my wife.
I wasn't going to say.
Yeah, I always miss. But what I mean, like Devin, like I ain't going to be like Devin. I ain't going to be calling her every hour. Hey, babe, what you doing?
Dude, I'm going to be in Las Vegas with you.
Exactly.
I'm going to be having an awesome time.
And she's probably going to. And Donna's going to be. And I know my wife more like, what do you want?
Yeah.
So no, I'm not going to call her all the time.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we'll talk and all that kind of stuff. Like more than anything, I'm going to be like. She's going to be the one that's missing me.
Right.
Because she's going to be the one doing all the stuff.
Right.
She's got to go to work and do all the take care of them. We're going to be in Vegas.
Yeah, man.
We're going to be in Las Vegas having a great time.
Yeah.
All right. Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right. So last week I called in with a question, but Abe was yapping too much and y'all didn't get to me. So I'm going to ask it this week. Me and my wife during the weekend were in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia surprised me. I was expecting very little from that city, and it showed out. But the reason why we were in Philly was for a wedding, and it was my first Catholic wedding, and it was a disaster. Nobody was a practicing Catholic, and they kept screwing up the ceremony. What is the worst wedding you've ever went to, and what happened at the ceremony that made it a disaster?
Wow, great question.
I know they listened and everything. And it wasn't even – it was everything that led up to the wedding, from the planner to the daddy to no liquor served at the wedding.
What did the dad do?
He was a preacher, right? And I didn't see it all when I saw this. Okay, so so he walks his daughter down the aisle, right? Listen to me. He walks his daughter down the aisle, okay? Hands it to my dude. Goes back into the pulpit and changes into his robe and married them. Like, it ain't about you.
This man did a costume change?
Yes.
At his own daughter's wedding?
Yes. This ain't about you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a level.
And then I almost fought the damn.
Level of arrogance.
Man. That was. And I've been some.
You almost fought who?
The never mind.
The planner?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've, no. But, yeah. I've
they should have let you officiate.
I've been to bad ones, but they were mostly my wife's people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been to, like, a bad wedding.
Yeah.
There's been bad moments. Yeah. Like, my cousin got married. My godparents have two daughters. They're my cousins. Older daughter, younger daughter. Older daughter got married. Dad stands up, gives a beautiful speech. Just incredible. Like, not a dry eye in the place. Just a great dad, like, girl dad speech. Younger daughter gets married. Everyone's expecting the same performance.
Yeah.
He stands up and just nothing. Just, like, tells a story about her ex-boyfriend. And then,
what?
That's it. It's like, come on, man. Like, we're like, surely he's not done.
Right.
Like, and he was. He was done. I was like, oh, all right. Way to go, Roger.
Way to go, Roger.
Way to go, Roger.
Way to go, Roger.
All right. One more. Let's just talk to Dylan in Cartersville. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know that I could probably do your family trees better than Ancestry.com. I love you guys, and you told me everything about your families. After The Young and the Restless, I can just listen to you guys, and I'm in another soap opera. I love you.
Okay. I love you, Dylan.
Appreciate it, Dylan.
You have a question? No.
Okay.
All right. Do we want to do one more? We have time to do one more? Takeaways. We'll do zero more. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
Whew.
Mike, what's the David Ramsey shoe?
According to Andy, we would look good on the side of a bus.
We would.
Yes, I believe you.
I think that would be a great way to advertise the program. Abe loves a good apple fritter. Let us all know that.
Yeah, thanks, Abe.
The Midday Show with Andy and Randy, a public transportation show.
Yes.
Because Randy doesn't mind being stapled.
Yes. Staple me.
And I'd just like to welcome Rob Valentino, honorary member of the show, after clowning me during a pre-segment donut discussion.
It was freaking awesome.
He did. He just knew.
He just knew, they didn't got any,
And then he was like, my bad. It was like, no, it wasn't. Actually,
that's Abe being Abe, trying to control the conversation, and you put him in his damn place. I love it.
It was really great. Thanks to Atlanta United for having us out here. Every time they have us out here, they serve us an incredible lunch because we're right outside their cafeteria.
Yes.
We just no big deal, just steak.
Steak and sea bass.
You got some asparagus. I got some sweet potatoes. Thanks to Atlanta United.
Always.
Phenomenal stuff. We'll check in with Duke Sumbel next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.